On Thursday, Scott Morrison announced a widespread overhaul of the public service, with five department secretaries sacked and the creation of four super departments, cutting the number of federal government departments from 18 to 14. Unions and experts are concerned the changes will cause disruption to the work of the bureaucracy and cause confusion over which ministers' departments report to. Isabel Starr has this story.
Announcing cuts and mergers to the federal bureaucracy yesterday, Prime Minister Scott Morrison declared the move will increase the efficiency of government, allowing departments to work together more effectively. From February 1st, a range of new super departments will be created, including the Department of Infrastructure, Transport, Regional Development and Communications. This also includes the Arts, which no longer has a department of its own, Human Services, which was recently renamed Services Australia and includes Centrelink, will be established as an executive agency in the Department of Social Services. National Secretary of the Community and Public Sector Union, Melissa Donnelly, says the changes don't show signs of increasing the efficiency of government, as budget cuts and hiring caps are still in place for the affected departments.
What we've seen from the Morrison government and successive coalition governments before it is nearly 19,000 jobs be cut from the public sector since 2013. That's having a very real impact on the services that the public sector deliver to the community. There are 48 million unanswered calls in the 2017-18 financial year to Centrelink, and there's impacts across the board in terms of delays, in terms of backlogs, in terms of what we see in the federal and family court structures. Across the board, we're seeing the pressure of 19,000 job cuts and a staffing cap that this government has introduced and continues to apply. So there is nothing in this announcement that deals with the 19,000 job cuts that have gone and the staffing cap and budget cut that continue to be applied. So I don't see any reason to suppose that this is actually going to improve services.
Former Deputy Commissioner of the Australian Public Service and Adjunct Professor at the University of Canberra, Carmel McGregor, says this change-up will be expensive to implement and very disruptive to those working in the merging departments.
There'll be a lot of inefficiency for quite some time as these arrangements bed down. This will be very disruptive. There'll be lots of movement. These things cost when you have signage of departments and even letterhead and all of those sorts of things, they cost. There may be efficiencies downstream in terms of some of the what he would call back office or corporate areas. I can't see how it improves service delivery.
Dr. Mary Crawford from the School of Management at Queensland University of Technology says the merging of policy areas may reduce advocacy for the arts and education and may put them on a back burner in favour of others.
Who's going to advocate for those policies, say, particularly in the arts? Who's going to advocate for policies in relation to education and so on? Who's going to advocate for these particular areas if they're kind of all just melded into one? And often we know if things aren't named, then they're not taken notice of. So that, I think, should raise some concerns for a lot of the community. I think particularly the loss of an art even being mentioned in terms of process means, I mean, for cultural Australia is more than an economy. It requires a cultural and artistic life. And we need to understand who we are, where we've come from and where we're going. And part of that is through artists, whether it's through television or drama or art or music or so on, is very important in terms of who we are as a whole.
Ms. McGregor says mega departments serving up to five ministers with varying agendas will be a problem for public servants to manage.
The real issue, though, is when you have multiple ministers and cabinet ministers in the one, you know, with the department needing to manage the five ministers, and that is just hugely complicated, and that's where you get competing interests and priorities, which are very difficult to manage.
That was former Deputy Commissioner of the Australian Public Service and Adjunct Professor at the University of Canberra, Campbell McGregor, ending that story by Isabel Starr.